It's unique in the sense that it has got a very strong balance sheet. So our cash and marketable securities stand around $20 million. We have got a good portfolio of royalties. We have got some financial instruments by virtue of the deals which we have done in the mineral exploration space, which are very interesting.
Rajesh Sharma, FanCamp Exploration. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Andy. Pleased to meet you.
It's my pleasure to meet you. So you have a very interesting project here. It's up in Ontario, and you're very well diversified. You're probably in one of the top one, two, or three jurisdictions in the world, which makes this attractive. But before we get into all of that, give us a 30,000-foot view of FanCamp Exploration and what sets you differently and what you guys are focusing on.
Thanks, Andy. So I think FanCamp is obviously a Canadian mineral exploration company focused on acquiring strategic interests in properties and through various kind of structures, various instruments, and various methodologies. And it's unique in the sense that it has got a very strong balance sheet. So our cash and marketable securities stand around $20 million. We have got a good portfolio of royalties. We have got some financial instruments by virtue of the deals which we have done in the mineral exploration space, which are very interesting and which are going to be very, very value accretive for for our shareholders. So it's a diversified company, strong balance sheet, and a strong team, very, very good board and management, and very good alignment of board and management with the shareholders, with the roughly 25%, 24 to 25% of the company being held by board and management.
Okay, so I have an immediate question here. You just said that one of my trigger words, all in a good way, royalties. You hold those royalties yourself and people are paying you to explore on that. Is that correct?
We are having a portfolio of royalties. So, and I'll give you a bit of a flavor, a 2-minute flavor. So we have one, which is what we call as finite production payment with Champion Iron, which is an iron ore producer in the Labrador Trough. And we have got a $40 million finite production payment from some of the mineral properties, which Champion Iron acquired from FanCamp. So that's one. We have another with the Canada Chrome Corporation, or KWG, and about which I'll talk to you a bit more because we have other assets also linked to that company. We have a 2% royalty on the Ring of Fire chrome properties. So that's another one. And then there are several others. We have a 2% royalty on one of the world's largest titanium deposit, which is housed in a subsidiary company of FanCamp. We also have some other, gold assets where we have royalties.
Okay, so these royalties, are they currently paying or are they just being held? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so royalties are not currently paying. They are being held so far. But on the payment side, we have two instruments, and maybe it's a good time to talk about those.
Please.
One is we have 2.7 million shares of Champion Iron, which, depending on the day, are worth anywhere between $14 to $18 million. And for the past couple of years, we have earned a dividend of $540,000 every year. So $1 million in the past 2 years has been dividended out to us by Champion Iron. So that's one. The second one is we have secured convertible promissory note with a company called KWG, which is operating in the Ring of Fire, which is, as you know, the next big prospective area for mineral development in North America. And there we have a $34.5 million secured note, which comes due in 2026. And we are getting a 6% interest. So basically, $2 million worth of interest every year. And that interest is paid out in the forms of shares. So we are not getting actual cash, but we are earning in shares of KWG. And so that's the another income stream for FanCamp at this point of time. So $500,000 of cash, $2 million worth of KWG shares. That's what comes in the kitty as we go along.
So you're cash flowing.
In a sense, yes. Yes, I would like to be, not like to overstate, but yes. So more than, or let's say roughly half of our overheads and G&A are covered by the cash flow from the champion shares. Of course, we are building a position in KWG with respect to the shares which are issued by way of the interest payment on the secured note. So yeah, we are in a good position in that sense.
Okay, so I typically, these are the towards the end of the conversation that I have, but you're in a really good financial position. So I'm glad we hit that first, actually, and that's what I typically do at the end of the conversation, where junior mining companies are typically trying to raise cash. Please correct me if I'm wrong. You're in a position where you don't really need to do that, correct?
Absolutely. So we are in a position where we don't need to raise cash. We have a very strong kitty by way of marketable securities. And unless there is a transformative deal or a transformative transaction or some very strategic reason, at this point of time, we are not looking at raising cash. We are looking at kind of communicating the value which the company has and attracting interest in the market. We have worked very hard over the past couple of years to be in the place where we are. And now it's time to tell the story.
Okay, so let's do that then. You do have my interest because position that most, if not, I don't want to say all, but most junior mining companies are not in is where you're cash flowing like you are. So let's talk about what is the plan. You want to tell that story. What's the plan for 2025?
So, yeah. So to explain the plan, just let me add a bit of color to the overall story and where we are. So I mentioned about our strategic assets. So we have the champion shares, which we are watching the market very closely, and we are seeing what is the right time to monetize. We have our dividends, healthy dividend coming from it. So that's a great position. We have this secured note with Canada Chrome Corporation, or KWG, as I mentioned, again, in a very, very strategic region. It's right, the KWG properties are right next to the erstwhile Noront ground, which you may recall Wailu acquired for more than $600 million. So we see tremendous value in that, and we see tremendous value in KWG, and the note comes due next year. So that's the second dimension which we are focusing on, and we are closely watching what is happening in the Ring of Fire. Another asset which we are now looking at how to take it to the next stage, again, Magpie Titanium property, which is one of the largest underdeveloped hard rock titanium deposits according to the USGS data. And we are developing a titanium technology which is low cost, and trying to see how we put all those assets together and see how we can advance the titanium initiative. So these are some of the large strategic assets which the company has as we speak. But something which we did last year and which was trying to create another value driver for the company was we acquired a highly prospective but virgin piece of ground in New Brunswick, and that's called a Riley Brook property. And that property was acquired by original work done by FanCamp's technical team. And then we went ahead and did a joint venture with Lote Gold Resources for combining their property, which is just south of Puma Explorations ground. And Puma, as you know, has recently entered into a very interesting option agreement with Kinross, where Kinross has committed to spend significant amount of money in that region. And it's again highly prospective region for emerging gold and copper properties, and it's something which is underdeveloped, so there is huge upside potential there. And then we went a step forward, and we partnered with the company called Lode Gold Resources, and they had a property which was slightly more advanced than our property and just adjacent to the Pima Exploration property called McIntyre Brook property. And then we combined those two properties, and we are funding an exploration program which started in 2024 and is carrying through this year. And we expect that this joint initiative with Lode Gold Resources will give us very good results. So this is the next big thing which your viewers can look forward to, how this whole joint venture unfolds. And we are very confident of identifying multiple potential targets which can be further explored, and more work can be done, and drilling can be done later this year. So that's the next property which we are excited about. And also around the deal, the way we structure the deal with Lode Gold Resources is that we also own 19.9% of their subsidiary, which houses another interesting property, two properties, Golden Culvert and Wynn, in Yukon, in the heart of the Tombstone Belt, which is again a very well recognized and highly prospective gold endowment district. And we are very eagerly waiting for the exploration program to unfold in the summer of 2025. So that's the second area where FanCamp is involved and is expecting some very good progress and positive results as we go forward. And now, a bit about some of our other initiatives. So we have invested by way of joint ventures in a couple of companies, one of them being Platinex, PTX Metals, where we did a joint venture in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt with combining their properties and our properties, and funded an exploration program in 2024. And now we are looking at what the options are for that joint venture to move forward and realize value. Similarly, we have another, investment which we are very looking forward to and which could be accretive for our shareholders, is we hold a position in a near-term zinc producer, which is called EDM Resources. And that company is going through the advanced stages of environmental clearance and approvals. And we are hoping that once the environmental part is clear, then they can fund towards start of production. And within 12 months of their starting construction, it's a shuttered mine. It already has fantastic infrastructure. It has got a mill which needs certain amount of refurbishment, but it's there. And it will be ready to go within 12 months of start of production. So that's the other, driver which FanCamp shareholders can look forward to. In addition, we have spent some flow-through dollars in a couple of our properties in Quebec. We have a Grasse property, which is a copper-gold kind of a property, which is very interesting. And then we have a Clinton project, which has got copper primarily and some amount of gold, where we did some exploration work and results are awaited. So these are the main kind of actions and activities with respect to FanCamp, which one can look forward to. And we are hoping that with already our strong balance sheet, our efforts to continually monetize our other assets by looking at optioning out, joint venture, etc., we will continue to drive value in the company. At present, I think it's a story which has given our assets practically no downside, but a significant upside. And we are moving strategically in a direction so that we can create more value for our shareholders as we go forward.
Let me ask real quick, what is your background?
So my background is, I've been involved a substantial part of career in large corporates, and substantially in a group called Tata Group, where I was responsible for investments and acquisitions in mineral exploration projects, in running mineral exploration companies, developing mining projects, building mining projects, doing M&A deals, and you know, I've worked and lived in Africa, in Asia, in India, had done a lot of business in Europe, and now for the past 5 years in Canada, working on you know, in the junior exploration space. Very interesting, very exciting.
Yeah, I asked that because I was thinking you sound just like an investment banker, which is because your access to capital markets as well as putting deals together and creating shareholder value. So that's important.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. And we are pretty thankful to the shareholder base. And in the past year, we have gotten some fresh shareholders, and we continue to look at people who can understand the story and who will participate in the ride with us. And we are very confident of delivering.
Yeah. Steve, did you have any questions?
Yeah. Could you, Rajesh, talk about how many shares outstanding you have, fully diluted, warrant, stock options, and what's the strike that is written at?
Yeah. So we have roughly 240 million shares issued, and we have around 13 million stock options, and the strike price for that is, I think, 8 cents.
So right at the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are at 12 cents. Yeah. Some are at 12, but part of them are at 8 cents.
Got it. Steve, is there any news you can share with us that we can expect for the next quarter and the rest of 2025
that you can comment about,
that you're able to comment on
that? Yeah. So I think, yeah, that's a good point, that what I'm able to comment about. And I think one is the progress of our exploration work in the New Brunswick joint venture with Lord Gore. I think that's work is ongoing, as we have announced, and our team is analyzing the results, and you know, there will be quite a bit of action there. And once we have the technical analysis and assessment done, then the next phase of exploration will be planned, and our team will be in the field in Q2 of this year, and you can expect results and information there. So that's one thing which is important. And then we continue to look at, you know, kind of monetization opportunities and deals for what the assets we have, and potentially some others. But of course, at this point of time, we cannot talk too much about that. And yeah.
If someone follow your story, you know, we hope to follow your story here, but if someone wants to reach out to you to learn more about the story, how do they find you and how do they invest?
Yeah, so I think we have all the details on our website, www.fancamp.ca. And we are trading on the Venture Exchange with the symbol FNC. And on our website, you will have contact details for Tara, our Director of Investor Relations, and myself. And people can reach out, and we would be happy to engage, chat, share the story, and tell them how fantastic FanCamp is.
I want to thank you so much for your time. We'll put all of this in the show notes, both on the YouTube channel, as well as the website, as well as the Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. Rajesh, thank you so much. We do appreciate your time and look forward to following your story and having you on again.
Thank you very much, Andy and Steve. Thanks a lot for having me.
Very welcome.
Yes. Bye.